shout for joy to the Lord all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God, and it is he who made us. And we are his, people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
I'd like to invite you all just to join in, even if you can't sing. Sing in your heart, wave your hands, clap, move, enjoy being in God's presence as we go through this really well-known song, Be Thou My Vision, asking Lord to be first and foremost this morning.
Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save
riches I heed not.
Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart.
At Psalms at the moment, which are about praising God in goodness, and we can't sing, but we can certainly praise Him in our hearts. So let's praise Him, you heavens and all this above.
Praise Him, you heavens and all that's above. Praise Him, you angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole earth praise Him. Praise Him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise Him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise Him. Great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven. Great in wonder, great heavens and all that's above. Praise Him, you angels and heavenly hosts. Let love, oh love, praise Him. Praise Him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise Him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole world praise Him. You great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great in battle, great in wonder, great in Zion, King.
Morning. If verbally we can't wake you up, just get me on the drums, that'll wake you up. Do apologise if that's a bit too much. We're still experimenting with the whole mix, but it's great to have you here. Welcome to you, and especially if you're online or you're watching the video later as well. It's brilliant to have you, and it's good, isn't it? And let's pray that we'll be able to continue to do this and that nothing untoward would stop that freedom beginning and growing even more. And of course, a little bit more from tomorrow, which is something we're all looking forward to. Just a few announcements and then we'll pray. So that you are aware, we're in our Psalm Fest, as Richard said. And particularly there were some challenges, and one was about writing a psalm. And I've had a few responses already, which is lovely. But I need more. Be really good if you want to write a psalm or create one in some way, take some photos. Most of you will have had an email about that with all the details on it. Let me just remind you and encourage you, please, let's do that. It's not about being embarrassed, this is about giving your praise to God, okay? That's the important thing. So let's allow our spirits just to go and do that. If you've not had the email, leave a note in the comments or comment or drop one an email to us and we'll make sure you get that in return. This Wednesday, it's our prayer gathering at 7 o'clock and we're going to be here. Again, as we're allowed to, we could have been doing this for some time actually, but we've decided we're going to meet in person to pray. It will be under regulations, there'll be distance and other things, but I'm hoping that will not put us off being able to pray together, but let's make that a really important 7 o'clock on Wednesday for about an hour. Okay, reminder that we're actually on day 4 of joining with other believers right across the globe in Thy Kingdom Come, this prayer initiative set up by the Church of England initially, but it's gone much wider than that. And churches together are also here in town are doing some various activities. We're meeting every day for a time of prayer, or you can meet on Zoom if you prefer. But there are a number of activities, and I just want to encourage you, let's become a part of that, please. We've had a first one here, but there weren't that many of us, about 6 or 8 of us. But it'd be really good if we can build those numbers up. But again, if you want some information about that, you've not received where things are, put a note in the comments if you're online, or you could just go on the Thy Kingdom Come website, and even our own website or the Church Together website. There's lots of information and places to touch into those resources. As always, after the service, 11:45, we have our coffee time. Soon be in person. Hang on in there, but you've still got to make your own coffee for the time being. And so that's on Zoom. And again, if you haven't had the link, then just leave a note in the comments. And lastly, just to remind you that there are some offering buckets as part of our worship. If you want to bring cash offerings, then you can do that via the buckets. If not, let us know and we'll make sure you're connected to be able to know where to give that. Let's pray, shall we? Lord, it is good to be together. It's great, Lord, having had so many months, not being able to connect in physical, in person. But Lord, thank you that technology has kept us going. But Lord, this is not much better when we're able to meet in person. And even though we might be just watching each other's eyes across masks, Lord, thank you that we can be together. And I pray, Lord, you release us in worship, in our hearts and our spirits, in our bodies. We can't sing, but Lord, I pray that that would not restrict the worship and the praise rising up within us. And so, Lord, we commit this whole time to you. And in our singing and in our readings and all in our praying, Lord, may it all give you that opportunity to minister to us and us to bless you in our praise and our worship. So we commit our time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, it's our time for the next episode of the George Saga. So I'm going to hand over to Rich and George. Thank you.
Richard?
Yes, George?
When God takes our sin away...
Yeah?
Does he remember it and get cross with us again?
Well, George, that's a really good question. And in fact, in the psalm we're looking at with Mark today, Psalm 103, David sings these words. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far God has removed our transgressions, that's the bad things we've done, from us. So God takes them and moves them as far away as the east is from the west.
Is that far?
Is that far?
Yeah.
Well, let's think about that. If we were to travel north as far as we could go, where would we get?
Cold.
Yes, we'd get really cold at the North Pole. But if we were to go any direction from there, or from the true north point on the globe, we'd be travelling south, wouldn't we?
I guess.
Well, we would, George. The Earth's a globe. It spins on an axis. If we were to go as far north as we could, then any other direction we'd be going would be south. And if we were to go as far south on the world as we could, to the South Pole, what would we find?
Penguins!
Yeah, lots and lots of penguins. But again, once you reach the most southern point of our globe, our Earth, any other direction you're going is north.
Wow!
But it's not the same with east or west.
Really?
No, we don't have a west pole. There's not an east pole on the Earth. So actually, if you were to leave church this morning and start travelling west, you'd go west round the world forever. Up back here in church, you wouldn't have gone east.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So what David is trying to say is that God takes the bad things we've done, and when we've forgiven them, he throws them as far away from east as from west.
So they never touch, do they?
No, east and west, opposite directions. So God's trying to say they're gone. And they're gone for good. And that's one of the wonderful things about being a Christian. It's knowing that whatever we've done, whether it's something that we're a bit embarrassed about or a bit ashamed of or something we just knew was wrong, when we give it to Jesus, it's gone forever. And it is so good to be forgiven and know that those things are gone forever. I'm going to lead us now in a song about how amazing our God is. And then a bit later, we might even sing a song about how far the east is from the west.
That sounds nice.
It sounds good. See you again.
It's strange handing back to yourself, but that's the wonder in modern life, isn't it? Our God is a great big God.
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. He's deeper than a submarine. He's wider than the universe and beyond my wildest dreams. And He's known me and He's loved me since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. Oh, our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. And He holds us in His hand. Oh, our God. Than a submarine. He's wider than the universe and beyond our wildest dreams. And He's known me and He's loved me since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan.
Go, Mark and Chris.
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. And He holds us in His hand. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. And He holds us in His hand.
It's lovely to be able to invite Derek to come up as part of our church, joining in globally with Thy Kingdom Come. So it's 10 days of prayer, joining with other churches, asking God's kingdom to be made manifest. Over to you, Derek.
Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone. Shall we pray? Today, Father, we pray for the weapons of war to be silenced and for peace to be established in Israel. Seeking You, Father, that You would help everyone in Israel to recognize that their true Messiah is and always will be found in Jesus. We pray for the day when they turn to Him in fulfillment of Your promise. We lift everyone in India who has been infected with COVID or lost loved ones to this virus. Grant them Your strength and comfort at this difficult time. We pray that You will grant favor in the hearts of the more affluent countries in this world to give financial aid to this struggling nation. We lift all the political leaders of this world before You and ask that You give them the wisdom, enabling them to make the right decisions on behalf of their people. We ask You to continue to bring healing to the sick in this country, as well as Your comfort to the many who grieve the loss of loved ones. And Lord, will You please reveal Your will regarding our role as Your people in caring for Your creation in this area where You have placed us, and grant us willing hearts to obey that which you show us. We seek Your forgiveness for the way that we as Your people have so often tried to be interdependent, and pray that our unity with other denominations will deepen and the bond of fellowship between us will grow stronger. We pray, our Father, that You will place a greater hunger in our hearts to be a people of prayer and worship, and forgive us for the times that we have not given prayer and worship the place of importance that You desire they should have. We recognize that many people in our town are now suffering from brokenness, and I pray that You, by Your Holy Spirit, will equip each one of us to play our part in reaching out to those in need of Your healing touch. Grant us Your compassion for the many whose lives have been broken, and we pray You would bring restoration to all of them. Help us to be a people with hearts full of love that are always willing to welcome the hurting and those seeking the truth. May we also be a people that are willing to get alongside those who find understanding your ways difficult. We pray also, Father, for the work of the Wave here in Purbeck, and pray that you will continue to give them all they need to reach out to the younger generation, helping them to see that they do have a place in your heart and in the kingdom of God. We acknowledge that the only way for us to see your will fulfilled is the way that you have already planned. Therefore, give us all listening ears to hear your guidance as we journey on this exciting road. Help us to be always looking out for each other, as well as giving encouragement and support whenever we see a need. We pray that you will help all of us to know our place in your order of things. For those of us who have not yet realized what you are calling us to do, please make this clear to each one of us, that we may walk fully in your will for each one of our lives. And we will now take a minute's silence, when we can lift all of the names connected with the Thy Kingdom Come work that's going on, where we were encouraged to think of to bring five names of people that we want to see become believers. Hopefully we've all got that five names by now. So in the quietness of our hearts, could we just give a minute now just for us to lift those names before the Lord and place them into his hands, because he is the one that saves at the end of the day. So over to you. So, Father, we bring these prayers before you now, Father, and we ask all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended and was given so that the good news could be shared. And on that day, it was shared by a handful, but to multitudes, and they all received this wonderful good news in their own language. And so now, as we recite the prayer that our Lord himself has taught us, I encourage you to join me, but to recite it in the language of your choice. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever. Amen. Thank you.
Okay. Feel free. Sit down. Multitasking this morning. It's not good for a man. It's out of our comfort zone. Sorry, guys. It's true, though, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, how's your memory? Uh-oh. Okay. Hope you don't mind, but I'm going to lead you in a little bit of a quiz. All right? Just a fun thing. Just for a minute or two. Okay. Can you remember the name of your first school and your first teacher? Can you remember? Well, you could shout it out in some ways if you wanted to. Yeah? Come on. First school? Yeah, well, mine was Ravensdale in Derby. Okay. And the name of your first teacher? Yeah, Miss Gilpin for me. Okay. My dad used to like her. She was young and... Anyway, no, that's beside the point. Okay. He used to love parents' evenings. No, I won't go into that. Can you remember what happened on the 31st of August, 1997? Okay. It was the date that Princess Diana died. Significant shift in a lot of world expression, to say the least. Okay, what was the first movie you ever went to see at the cinema? Can you remember it? Can you remember the first movie you ever went to see at the cinema? Yeah? Well, mine was Zulu. And I remember going with my dad to the flea pit of a cinema, somewhere in the middle of Bristol somewhere. But it was just impressed. I think it was the very first, and it, for me, it was just, whoa, fantastic. Okay, can you remember who this is? Who is this? And what's the name of the TV show he used to present? Yeah, it was Johnny Morris and Animal Magic. I don't know about you, but I love this TV program. Absolutely loved it. And in fact, now when we go on a walk and I see sheep or any animals, you know, here I am having a conversation with them in their voice, of course. I'm all right. Just put me higher in your prayer list. I'm okay. You're really honest. For those of you who were around at the time, what was my first sermon series based here at Emmanuel? And what was the title of it? This is going to be hard, isn't it? This is hard one. It was Joshua. Very good. And can you remember what the title was? It was about a road. Very good, Helen. I'm impressed. An adventure with God. And it was that sort of going on a new road together. And that was fantastic. Well done. I'm impressed. Okay. What year did this happen? 1966. Has it happened again since? No, well, don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. Anyway, and finally, was this Emmanuel's first building? It wasn't. For those of you who have never been to Emmanuel before 2013, you will have gone to this little chapel here, which is in the on the corner of High Street and Howard Road. But no, the church started here. In King's Road, it was Wayne's Carpets. In fact, it's changed hands a few times, but it's just a house now, adjacent to number 90 in King's Road from early 1900s. Okay. But isn't that interesting how it all stirs up? How, I don't know how you did, really, ultimately in that. I made them quite easy. I thought I made those very easy questions. Anyway. But it illustrates the point, for me, how easily we forget things. If they are not right there in the forefront of our minds all of the time, understandably, you know, even questions about my sermons and things like that, which I'm sure, can you remember what psalm I looked at last week? Oh, you see, it's tough, isn't it? It was 37, but that's okay. But, you know, how easily we forget. And don't worry, I forget too. And I have to look up what I've preached on as well. So it's not criticism. It's just recognizing that we do forget stuff and we need to remember. We need to actively go through that fact. It could have something to do with our age. The older we get, you know, the more difficult it becomes to lodge it. It could be how important things are to us, maybe. And perhaps even the number of times we hear it, or we look at it, or we revisit these things. And probably a whole load of other factors as well. But as God's people, I really do believe how easy it is we forget who He is and what He's done. And sometimes our circumstances distract us from the truth of what He is and what He has done. And so we need to keep reminding ourselves. And so we're up to number 6 in our Psalm Fest series at the moment. And we're going to look, as you've heard, at Psalm 103. A psalm which reminds us. It's full of memories. It's a psalm of reminders, if you like. In fact, it's really well-known psalm. And it's well used too. And you've just heard one of the songs which we use from it. But I tell you, if you look back over the hymns of the centuries and other songs and other sort of poems or anything, Psalm 103 is there. It's one of the constants. But why? Because it's so deep and rich with all that God has done and who He is. And it's lovely. So we're going to sort of take a bit of a thought of that. But it's loaded. Loaded. Absolutely loaded. Can you imagine riding a bike like this? I think there's something in the something like this that God has so loaded us down with so many good things. You know, we need to work hard at it and remember that we've got so much in the fact that we have a relationship with God. So let's read it and let's allow God to stir us and allow God to touch us afresh through it. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. There's a prayer for us all, eh? The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed His character to Moses and His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For His unfailing love toward those who fear Him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is to the west, from the west. The Lord is like a father to His children, tender and compassionate to those who fear Him. For He knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass, like wild flowers. We bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we'd never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear Him. His salvation extends to the children's children of those who are faithful to His covenant, of those who obey His commandments. The Lord has made the heavens His throne. From there He rules over everything. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out His plans, listening for each of His commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve Him and do His will. Praise the Lord, everything He has created, everything in all His kingdom. Let all that I am praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? What a fabulous, fabulous psalm. And I mean, there are some things there I have a conversation with God about and thinking, that's not necessarily true. But, you know, it depends on how we view it and how we look at these things. Now, in this familiar familiarity of the language, although that one might have been a slightly different version to what you're used to. But I believe that God wants to speak, and he helps us on all the different perspectives which I believe God wants to touch. And that is, firstly, he sheds light, like that diamond we thought about. When light comes through a diamond, off all the different facets, it shoots at different times into different places. And you know, that's how God deals with his word. And I think sometimes it's about individual believers and a personal relationship with him. Other times it's about the wider group of his people, the people of Israel even, and the reminders about what he took them through. And now, of course, it's for the church today. We are his people. And it can be that of mankind. In its more general sense, the whole of creation is not ignored because he's dealing with a specific person or a specific, very tiny, minute detail. He's still got his hands on the wider, bigger situation, even across the universe, even across the cosmos, which man is still yet to discover. This is our God. Isn't that awesome? And it's far-reaching stuff, really, that which God covers, that which God is in control of, that which God has got his hand upon. And it expresses so much of his infinite character and his eternal character, of all his dealings and his actions with creation and mankind in particular, alongside his otherness, his holiness, his sort of distant but close. That's real theology. And you know, there are times when God can be both and at the same time. And you know, he needs to be. And he needs to be for us. So as I pondered this, I was thinking, oh Lord, how do I unpack this? You probably think, well, you have already. But I tell you, there's one or two other things. And God led me to these two letters, re. And as I started to read through the psalm, there were all sorts of words started to come into my mind of to how we could look at this and what this psalm is all about. And so here they are. To remember, to remind us, to repeat things, to retell, to recall, to bring revelation, to reflect, to rebuke, to reposition and realign, to renew and to rejoice. And you know, that's just a few. As I started to prepare it, there were even more re's. Because re is like sort of a revisit. You're coming back into it. You're thinking afresh. You can visit somewhere, but actually God wants you to revisit. And it's that whole context of God bringing us back. Think again. Remember again. And it's awesome. And as we do remember, as we said in that quiz, we so easily forget. And we need to allow the everyday bustle and of life and the culture and the influence of the world around us, we need to push it out in some ways at times. And through this psalm, God does that. And it helps us to look at the current things which we face in the light of who he is and what he's done. His dealings with us in the past. And we need to then take encouragement and reassurance that he can and he will do it again. And so the psalmist reminds us. He reminds us, never forget the good things. Never forget the good things he does for me. Never forget the good things. And you know, we have, I don't know, something about humanity, certainly something about Brits as well. You know, we look on the negative side of stuff a lot of the time, don't we? And actually we need to be much more positive. So next time, you know, you think someone asks you, how are you doing? Oh, I'm not bad. You know, well, let's think, hey, actually, I'm pretty good because God has done this and done that and whatever. I've got life. I've got breath in my body. Woo! And it's about reminding us. It's a deliberate and it's an intentional choice which we have. To remember. To think about those times when we have been touched by God. Of the things which God has changed within us. Might have been years ago, but let's remind ourselves of these things. Where God's goodness, God's grace, God's blessing has been poured out upon us. And we can choose to remind our hearts and our spirits and bring back to the forefront of our minds from tucked back there. It's not that it's ever gone. We just need to bring it. We need to revisit it and bring it forward so that we see the immediate in the light of all that he is. And that's really important. It reminds us. And part of that is that he repeats and he retells the story. And it's an important part of the process for us too. The story of what he's done. And we have the Bible to be able to do that. It's brilliant. And do you know, the Jews do it. The Jews do it very, very regularly. And the Orthodox Jews in particular. They learn and they repeat the Torah. Now, there's a danger in that. It just becomes repetition for repetition's sake. Oh, no, don't want that. Because you think you're getting there just because of your deeds. That's not what it's about. It's to remind your heart and your spirit to re-engage with God in the midst of the whole thing. And so we need to be jogging our memories and reminding ourselves. It's really valuable. You ask any teacher or any keen student what actually helps them to remember the facts and to change their knowledge. It's repetition. It's about retelling and going over the same things. And of course, the scriptures are crucial in that for us. The Word of God, the Bible, reminds us. And Psalm 103 is there. And that's why we're even in it today, because God has written it down to remind us. And so the process is starting. And it's so valuable. And it's part of history. It's about repeating history. Not so that we just don't move on, but rather that we face that which is of today from that which we've learned from yesterday. And in Deuteronomy 6, verses 7 to 9, this was part of God's plan all the way along. Moses reminding the people, repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you're on the road and when you're going to bed and when you're getting up, and tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Now, they do that literally. I don't think God was meaning that necessarily. I think God was saying, everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, every moment of every day, keep reminding yourself of God's presence. God's action. God can work. He can touch you. He can work through you. And it's allowing that to happen. And even telling our future generations, that is a really good thing. And if you haven't told your kids, tell them. If they haven't told their kids and your grandchildren, tell them. And great-grandchildren, we need to keep repeating these stories. And especially in the culture in which we're in. So step up, parents, grandparents. It's your responsibility to repeat these things and live them out. Draw them in to it with you. And repeating that wider story, of course, reminds us and recalls the personal story, our own story with God. When was it you became a Christian? What was it like when you became a Christian? What change did it bring about in your life? And you start to acknowledge that God's already been at work in you and he's intervened in all sorts of situations. And as we remind ourselves, as we recall that which God's done, it stirs us and it builds our faith and releases and stirs our spirit. And we need to recall and count our blessings. We've said this many times, that lovely hymn, count your blessings, count them one by one. And remember all the good things that God has done. All those things. And we need to look back at God's provision and his goodness towards us. Even in the midst of the hard times. In fact, I would say even because of the hard times. It's about the moment when you choose to recall and remind yourself of these things. And God did that even in the hard times for Israel. He sent the prophets and he said, come on. Now, we can choose whether we allow that to affect us and change our direction, or we say, I'm going on the same way as I have. And all we do is get deeper and deeper. But God is faithful. God is always there. He's cared, he's provided, he will deliver, and he'll go on delivering all the time. And as we dwell on his word, as we retell that story, our own story, God brings revelation. He takes us deeper. I'm sure all of us have moved on since the point we trusted Jesus for that first time. Why? Because when you revisit and you allow God to speak, it starts to develop who we are. And we grow. And we understand more of God's heart and his character. Of something we learn more about his sovereign power and his ultimate authority and his incredible love. And the psalmist picks that out. He mentions Moses here because God brought revelation to Moses in the midst of this. But there's one significant aspect which the psalmist picks up here, and it's so crucial. And it's the Father heart of God. The Father-like. You know that hymn, Father-like, he tends and spares us? And God understands. And that hymn, in fact, is from Psalm 103 as well. But he's a good, good father. Now, whatever your father and however your father treated you or failed, or how good he was even, God is even better. God is the best father we could ever have. And we are his children. He wants the best for us. He wants to bless us. He wants to take care of us. And he does. He's gracious and he's compassionate to his children. And therefore, because of that, he puts boundaries in place. And that's why the word rebuke comes. Now, it feels a bit harsh. But I tell you, this is what God wants to do, because he loves us. He chastises us. And sometimes he says, don't go that route. Don't do that, because I've got your best plan in mind. I don't want you to get hurt, because sin hurts God. Because God's desire is to have communication and relationship with us. Every time we sin and go our own way, it forces us away. And God says, I can't get close because you've allowed that to come in the way. And so he chastises, he rebukes. And sometimes the word of God actually puts his finger on specific things. We need to be obedient. We need to honor God's word. We need to allow God, through his love, to put us back on the right track. I don't know whether you've noticed, in verses 11 and 12, it talks about different dimensions of God's love. It reaches across all sorts of dimensions. And it talks about height and depth and length and all sorts. Remind you of a few New Testament passages. Ephesians 3, for instance, verse 18. And may you have the power to understand, as all of God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. And may you experience the love of Christ, though it is so great to understand fully. And then in Romans 8, I'm convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, angels nor demons, neither our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky or in the earth above, sky above or the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus. Isn't that awesome? And that's what the psalmist is caught up in. He's caught up in God's love. Just sees it all over. And so he starts to reflect on the truths. And he takes time to ponder the promises of God and the blessings of God. And he gains wisdom. He gains understanding. And the more we catch God's heart and purposes, the more it changes the way we live. And God is allowed to work more within us and through us. And we then form better, more helpful, productive patterns of life, which feed us and grow us rather than destroy us and hold us back. And I believe that's what reflecting on the word of God, pondering, meditating on it, is what it's all about. And as we do that, God repositions us. He realigns us, because we're shifting in our the core priorities of who we are as God's people. He shifts us. So we realize that actually where we have been, we don't want to be there anymore. I love this picture, don't you? You know, oh, that we could jump out of one bowl into another. Hey, we can. We can when we allow God to have his full way within us. He repositions us. And as his angels carry out God's plans, so we can equally realign ourselves and become the same sort of servants as his angels are. In that unconditional service and say, God, I'm going to obey your commands. I'll do it. Just put me wherever. And as we do, God renews us by his Holy Spirit. He rekindles. Another re, you see. I've got found all of them, so I thought I'd put them in. He rekindles our love and our devotion for him. And had this image of a long, cool glass of water when you're really hot and thirsty. That's the sort of renewal that God wants to bring for us. When we're feeling that the life in our world has drained us, it's bashed us, we're feeling battered, but God wants to renew us and restore us. He longs for us to make the most of the short life. And this is very much in there, the transiency of humanity and the life here on earth. God wants us to make the most of that. We might feel that we're here today and gone tomorrow, but God wants to get the most out of our days here on earth. And so he wants us to spend that time with him, because he will then enrich the rest of our days. And of course, reassure us of the promise for the future, which is eternity, into eternity. In fact, we've started eternity if we're in Christ already. It just gets transferred from the earthly department to the heavenly department when it happens. And then finally, all that we've thought about, all that we've considered in here, just bubbles up within us. And so we have to rejoice. So praise and worship just comes, whoa! It's like filling your bath or your sink and it going straight out the overflow. It's just, whoa, this is it. And that's why it's so frustrating for us when we can't sing at the moment. Because it's like the overflow, isn't it? But I tell you, we can tell God and he can see the hearts within us. But we just need to join with the rest of creation and just give him praise. You know, we've got quite a few birds in our back garden now, the new manse up in High Days Road, and it's lovely. And they're scurrying around, they're having a great time, and they're singing their little hearts out. And I'm thinking, where's their stress? Where's their burden? Where's the struggle to with life? They probably do, but I tell you, they don't show it. And they're singing away all the time. And they're loving working hard to feed their kids in the nests. They're loving it. Hey, have we got the wrong end of the stick about life and about creation? I sometimes think we have. And this is where we come to the end in one sense. Because the psalmist tops and tails this psalm with this phrase, let all that I am praise the Lord. All that I am praise the Lord. Do you praise the Lord with all that you are? All that you are? There's lots of alls in this psalm. A-double-L. Lots of them. Do we allow all of our being to praise him? This is what it's about, folks. We have compartmentalized our lives in some ways, haven't we? And we keep it limited. No, God says all of it. All of it. So let's ask him to do that. Let's pray. Lord, let all that I am, that we are, praise you, O God. Help us, Lord, to remember. Help me to remember. Remind me of all that you have done. Cause me to recall and to repeat and retell the story of your love, of your actions and your grace at work in my life. Help me, Lord, to take time to reflect on the truth of your word. Help me to take your rebukes, knowing that you challenge me in love. Help me to have that fresh revelation, so that, Lord, you can reposition me and realign me to do your will and to be part of your greater eternal purposes. And then, Lord, may you renew me. May I allow you to renew me by your Spirit. May we then rejoice and worship and praise you in freedom and openness, along with the rest of creation. Oh God, help us all, I pray, that all that we are will praise you and live for you. Come, Holy Spirit, minister to us and help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. It talks about an army of angels in this psalm, and we're going to sing about that army of angels, but there's that fact that it's the God of the army of angels who walks right there beside us. Let's allow this song to minister to us. Thanks.
You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, though troubles linger still. Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. My strength is in your name, for you alone can save. You will deliver me, yours is a victory. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. And nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hands. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful, you are faithful, and nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hands. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful, you are faithful. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God God of angel armies is always by my side. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Amen. 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 Let's never forget that. And let's remind ourselves. Let's allow God and his word to remind us about the journey which we're on. We're going to stay the grace together. If you are online, you're watching at home, you can shout it out. Well, you can shout it out here, actually. Let's stand and share the grace together. So may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you, and thank you for joining us. Bless you online too.